tomorrow evening, the Wheat Sheaf Hotel is where you will find three local musical gems, including Will Raftery. Growing up in Adelaide, Will was influenced by his classical and jazz background, and now at the age of 22, he incorporates these genres into his own unconventional style of pop music. His music is highlighted by passionate lyricism and a guitar-fueled range of versatility, which are just a few things to keep people invested in his new single release, which is coming shortly. Joining us in the studio is none other than Will Raftery himself. Good afternoon, Will.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining me. So how old were you when you... You're only 22. How old were you when you first started learning music?
Oh, I started guitar lessons when I was 5 years old. I was very lucky that a guy in Adelaide named Peter Miller started teaching me. Gosh, he must have had to put up with a lot because, you know, being so young, you know, it's hard to keep your, attention and things like this. But I think I started off with like 15-minute lessons and then...
And then it moved up.
Yeah, yeah. And so it was guitar that started me off when I was five.
But guitar is not the only instrument you play. What else do you play?
My primary focus is on cello.
Cello. So how did cello happen?
A couple of years later when I was seven, I remember it was going to be violin, but, one of the teachers at my primary school had this very, very small cello, like a 7th, 8th cello. It's kind of like, it was almost the size of a viola. It was that small. Cause I wasn't a very, you know, I was a small kid and, she said, oh, you should play this. So, and immediately I fell in love with it and I have ever since.
Yeah. So does music run in your family?
It's weird. My parents don't play music, but my sister took it up as soon as I did. And even my brother started playing music, but he's, you know, very artsy as well. And we're just all sort of into that, you know, music sort of stuff as well, like us kids, but not my parents. Yeah.
Interesting. So it came out of a supportive family, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So when did you start writing your own music?
When I was in primary school, I was in this this band called Rockin' Socks. And it was with my friends Malush and Max. And, you know, we actually did some really cool gigs around Adelaide. We played at the Entertainment Centre for Make-A-Wish Foundation and just a lot of, you know, venues around Adelaide. It really got me nice and early into this sort of scene, and I loved it so much. And I started writing songs in that group, like very basic songs, and they just sort of, you know, they just sort of progressed from there.
Yeah. How do you feel about those old songs that you wrote now?
I think one of them is called Every Dog Has Its Day. And so they were very, hard to explain, but they were important, but I would never play them anymore.
So you have a more of a classical and jazz background. How did that get you onto the road of becoming a pop musician?
Well, I guess pop music is really important to me. I think it's really direct in how it reaches people. Mm. And it can be really specific of what you want to say. Mm. Like the message you want to deliver. That's why the songwriting aspect of pop music is what's really important to me. Playing covers is great and people enjoy them and you can see that, you know, and they really suit like pubs and things like that. But
yeah,
the songwriting part is what's really important to me.
Yeah. So who are the songwriters that that inspire you to write songs?
Oh, it changes month to month. But at the moment, I'm really inspired by a guy, I think he was in Australia recently, Jason Isbell, John Morland, and that's a lot of like Americana sort of music, but they write some really amazing songs.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's about the lyricism, particularly in Americana.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. That's what draws me in.
Yeah, so we hear that you have a new single that you're about to launch. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, this song's really important to me. So, you know, I'd been writing for many years and sort of keeping the songs like really personal to me and not really letting anyone in. And then this song is sort of co-written with one of my great friends, Sammy Butler. And actually, just a few weeks ago, we were sitting down trying to figure out just the last line of the second verse, and I think we spent a whole night trying to do it. But I'm really happy with the song now. It's one of those songs where I don't really care how it goes. I just want to get it out there. I just need to. It's like a must, you know.
Yeah. So yeah. Where has music taken you in terms of traveling, of course, but has it changed your life from what you thought it'd be doing as a 22-year-old?
Definitely, definitely. It's taken me around the world at the moment, so it's really exciting. I left Adelaide when I was 17 and studied in the Sydney Conservatorium, and then I studied there for 3 years and then moved to Vienna to do a final year there at the University of Music. And while being in Europe, I've been able to go to like the UK, Ireland, Austria, Germany, lots of Italy, a lot of different places. So it's all to play music and perform. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, it sounds like a really interesting career.
It is. It's amazing.
Yeah. Now, we might be able to hear some of your music right now.
Yeah, definitely.
What are you playing for us?
I'm playing my latest song, actually. And I didn't really know it would be any good, but actually I'm doing a gig tomorrow night at the Wheat Sheaf with Laura Webb and Kieran Granger, and this is actually Laura's favorite song, and she's helped me out a lot with this song too. So another song that sort of involves someone else helping with the writing process. So this song's called The Corner.
Awesome. Let's hear it.
Okay. The sky won't stay the same blue every day, but you go point out a tiny cloud, then the whole thing turns to gray. The things that you can only see will always be some mystery to me. Or would you sleep under the street lights late at night, or a terminal 2 in the dead of night for an early morning flight? I'm not searching for another's world. I've got my own, and I'm in good health to me. And abandon what I have for money, fame, or avoiding shame from the ones who never change. It's easy to be quiet, and it's harder to be heard. I'll say it now, and it will be my own spoken words. Could you hold off on the date night until I'm home, and sit around singing all the songs that you hate, but I will know. The things that you can only hear will always be far over there to me. I won't turn the corner and abandon what I have for money, fame, or avoiding shame from the ones who never change. It's easy to be quiet, and it's harder to be heard. I'll say it now, and it will be my own spoken word. I will not go down with surrender and abandon what I have. For money, fame, or avoiding shame from the ones who never change. It's easy to be quiet and it's harder to be heard. I'll say it now and it will be my own spoken words. I'll say it now and it will be my own spoken words.
Wonderful. That was absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Will.
Thank you.
So where can people catch you?
Yeah. So catch us tomorrow night at the Wheatsheaf Hotel in Theberton. I'm playing with, it's myself and a fantastic singer, Laura Webb, and the great blues folk player, Kieran Granger. And so we're playing there, tomorrow night, the 7th at 8:30, and it's free entry. They've got great drinks there, really good wine and odd whiskey, if you've ever been there.
The Wheatsheaf is a wonderful place.
Yeah.
It's a really great place. So what do you have left in the future for you?
So I'm here for a couple more months, just doing some odd gigs around. Check me out on Instagram, Facebook and that, and you'll see all my gigs listed there. Some cello recitals as well. And then I head off to London in August to study a master's at the Royal College of Music.
Wow, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Good luck. Thank you so much, Will. Will Raftery in studio with us talking about his appearance tomorrow at the Wheatsheaf Hotel and his new single release. Let's go to some music, as if that wasn't already too much and so good. So absolutely incredible. Let's go to some Darling James with Didn't Get It Right.